AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. Donald Trump is doubling down tonight on his statement that people were celebrating in Jersey City, New Jersey, when the World Twin Towers of the World Trade Center came crashing down across the river on 9/11.
Lo and behold, I start getting phone calls in my office by the hundreds that they were there and they saw this take place.
Campaigning tonight in Columbus, Ohio, Trump quoted from a Washington Post article on September 18, 2001, that he says corroborates his comments.
In Jersey City, within hours of two jetliners plowing into the World Trade Center, law enforcement authorities detained and questioned a number of people who were allegedly seen celebrating the attacks and holding tailgates.
GOP candidate Ben Carson said today he saw a film of what his main rival is talking about.
I saw the film of it.
But a spokesman for Carson's campaign says Carson doesn't believe Muslim Americans in Jersey City were celebrating as the World Trade Center came down. He says Carson was instead recalling video of celebrations in the Middle East. Jersey City Mayor Stephen Fulop says Trump is plain wrong and is politicizing an emotionally charged issue.
There was never any instances, or it can't be substantiated because it never happened.
France is stepping up its airstrikes on Islamic State targets in Iraq. French warplanes have already struck targets in Syria. France's president discusses ways to deal with ISIS tomorrow when he travels to the White House to meet with President Obama. This is AP Radio News. Leaders in New Orleans are vowing to hunt down the gunman who shot up a park last night, wounding at least 17 people.
An angry New Orleans mayor delivers a simple message for the gunman who shot up a city park.
We are coming after you.
Mayor Mitch Landrieu says the men who opened fire on each other with a crowd of families, teens, and young adults between them need to be put away.
We're going to bring every resource to bear to make sure that we find you and that we put you behind bars.
11 of the 17 people shot are under the age of 21, one just 10 years old. All will survive, but Landrieu says one may never walk again. I'm Tim McGuire.
People in the Pacific Northwest who have been without power for almost a week are bracing tonight for a snowstorm. A study has identified a stretch of the Kennedy Expressway in Chicago as the nation's worst traffic bottleneck. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.